Let's get things rolling in this second hour as we hop on board the G&M Family Market phone line. And welcome to the show, Fiona Davis, the author of The Dollhouse and her brand new book that is just a wonderful read called The Address. Fiona, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
Loved the book so much as a history teacher and a history buff. It was wonderful. The book is based around the historic and legendary Dakota in New York City. What was it about the Dakota that drew you to tell this story?
You know, as I was looking for a new place to set a book, and I like to kind of build my stories around architectural landmarks. So the first one was the Barbizon Hotel for Women. And as that was in the pipeline for publication, I started thinking about other buildings. And to be honest, nothing was clicking. There's almost so many iconic buildings in New York, it was hard to know which one. And one day I was coming up the subway at 72nd Street, and there was the Dakota, and it was almost glowing. It was being hit by sunlight in this amazing way. And it was almost like it was saying, pick me. And I thought, yep, that's it.
And is it safe to say the building is not only the centerpiece of the novel, but in many ways a character?
Yes, yeah, it really is. And, you know, as I dug into the history and did a lot of research on the building, I was really blown away by how it came to be, where it is, when it happened in the Gilded Age. It was really pretty unique in its day.
And I understand you got to tour it and see a little of everything, including Lauren Bacall's former apartment. That's pretty exciting.
It was so exciting. Yeah, I was able to see her apartment. She'd passed away a couple of years earlier, and it was on the market. And it had pretty much almost all the period detail still intact. So the fireplaces and the mantles and the mahogany wood walls, it was just gorgeous. And it's unusual, though. The building is funny in that the hallways are very narrow, but the ceilings are really high. And so there's this kind of unusual sense of compression inside. It's more eccentric than you would think.
Well, the other structure that I love is the structure of the book and the way you have told the stories of two remarkable women separated by a century, but with many things in common.
Yes, yes. That was so much fun to create. So in the first section, it's takes place in 1884, and it's from the point of view of a woman named Sarah who comes to work in the Dakota and becomes the first manager of the building. And then the other section is in 1985, where an interior designer named Bailey is charged with stripping down one of the Dakota apartments of all its glorious period details and putting in typical 80s design, like shag carpets and floor-to-ceiling mirrors and faux marbling, and basically tearing down what in the other timeline is being created.
Yeah, and let's talk about Bailey Camden, because she's such a creature of the time that she lived in, and having having been around and vaguely remembering for various reasons the 80s myself, I thought you did a wonderful job of capturing what the world was like for people in those crazy days of the mid-80s.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was so much fun. I have to admit, that was right around the time I first came to the city. And so it was nice because I didn't have to do quite as much research. But the life that Bailey is kind of fighting for and interested in was not quite the life that I had. I was a little more stay at home, a little quieter. Bailey is into the party scene and trying to deal with some demons around that. And yeah, so that was the perfect age to be able to describe the hair and the clothes and all the bankers with their Rolex watches. It was a gilded age of its own in many ways.
And did I read correctly somewhere along the way that the character of Sarah was inspired by a painting?
Yes. There's a painting by John Singer Sargent. It's a portrait. And this woman kind of leaning back in a chaise lounge, as they do. And she's got these very arched eyebrows and very pale skin. And I thought, well, that's what I want her to look like, because in my head, she's not your typical heroine. She's a little a little tougher than that. And yeah, so that's what kind of sparked my imagination.
We're talking with Fiona Davis, author of the brand new novel, The Address. I love the historical aspects of the book and the fact that you weave in actual history and actual historical characters like Nellie Bly. How did she come to play a role?
Well, before I turned to fiction, I was a journalist for many years. And so, of course, I knew of Nellie Bly, who was this intrepid journalist in the 1880s, who, among other things, went undercover in an insane asylum that's on an island just off the coast of Manhattan called Roosevelt Island. At the time, it was Blackwell's. And Blackwell's asylum was infamous for just being the atrocities that were being done there. And she went undercover for 10 days and wrote about it. And the timing was so perfect. I thought, what a wonderful setting that would be a good contrast to the luxury of the Dakota apartment house, to have a small part of the book set in this scary, dank asylum.
And your research also enabled you to place the book in a specific time period, that being the fall of 1885, and that's because of something that had gone on in the summer.
Yes, yeah. So in 1885, the Statue of Liberty was brought to New York from France, and so that was fun, too. I read newspaper accounts of it, of what it was like, and you know, it described the ships and the ship parade that brought it into the harbor. And it was a lot of fun to draw on real sources in that section.
So how much time did you have to spend doing the research for this book?
You know, it was a good 3 to 4 months of doing a deep dive and kind of panicking because there were so many interesting angles and character ideas. And then once I started whittling it down to the story, I really started writing and I outlined it and then dug in and did more research as needed. It took the whole thing took about a year and a half between revisions and editing and all that good stuff.
The book talks about two women from very different time periods, but both of them facing some challenges and some obstacles, some of their own making, that they have to deal with. But what do these two characters, Bailey and Sarah, have in common?
I think that they both have in common in that they're looking for opportunity. And they're really, Sarah especially, is coming as an immigrant, and she's looking to make her way in New York and is kind of gets caught up. She loses a lot of her power along the way. She loses her voice along the way and has to regain it after some pretty serious obstacles. And again, I think it's similar for Bailey in the 1880s, where she gets set off course for a while. And it really is, as she looks into the history of the building and where she came from and the history of this apartment she's renovating, that's how she defines herself. And for both of them, it's about the choice of family and who you are and what that means in terms of your identity and your legacy.
The book is so many things. Do you see it more as a character study, as historical fiction, as a mystery? I mean, it's all those things and more.
Yes. You know, I like, it's kind of a mashup of historical fiction with an element of mystery. That's, I think, the best way to describe it, because for me, the mystery element is so important. I love mysteries, and I want to have a big reveal at the end, and I want to find out something that surprises me at the end. And so it was very important for me to incorporate that into the historical fiction.
Now, before you became a novelist, you also had a lengthy career as an actor. How did that work? How did immersing yourself in other lives prepare you for creating these fictional characters?
Oh, it's such a good question. You know, I spent about 10 years here in New York working on Broadway, off-Broadway, doing soap operas, that kind of thing. And I think one thing that helped a lot was reading so many plays and reading all this dialogue and seeing how a playwright structures a story and creates tension and where the payoff is and how there's, you know, three acts and just the structure of a play that bleeds so easily into the structure of a book. and character choices. And really, I think that made me feel more confident about the idea of trying to write a story where you make up dialogue and you make up characters, which as a journalist is not something you want to do and is slightly terrifying.
Well, it really is a wonderful read. I finished the book in a day because I couldn't put it down. It was so fascinating. Oh. Wonderful characters, and the research for me makes it even more enjoyable. Fiona Davis, thanks so much for talking with us about The Address.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown. The Address, available everywhere. Terrific books are sold. Check it out. You're going to love it. From our friends at Dutton, Penguin Random House. Good stuff here from Fiona Davis.